Now we talk cross country here. The Sky City cross country team with a good day last week at Ness City, and now they get Saturday, Thursday, Saturday for their next three. Saturday starts at Lakin, and then next Thursday at League. And we'll be talking here with Coach Joey Marr, getting things started off here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Last Thursday, overall looked like a pretty good day for you guys at Ness City, and kind of come back closer to home and. A little bit of a flatter course, but I think sometimes that's what the doctor ordered this time of the year.
Yeah, we were excited to get there and actually have a normal day, and it was ended up being windier than we expected, but we went out and competed. We edged out Holcomb for the first time this year, and that was really exciting on the boys' side. We had a lot of really good finishes on the boys' side. They were chasing down a lot of athletes, and it was good to see at the middle part of our season just to how much they want to go get it.
Yeah, and have you seen that? You like to keep kind of a close pack there, a tight pack there, but have you kind of seen that expand, especially at the top?
Yeah. Ivan really pushed himself out there, and he got beat by the Holcomb, the top three every meet so far. Mm-hmm. We've seen him, and he ended up catching their second and third runner at the end, and he was really pumped about it. And then you had Brendan, Logan, and Spencer that were in the top 15 that got medals, which was pretty – the meet's gotten harder than the last past years. Used to be we just would go there and run it, but now Holcomb's there, Hoisington's there. Quinter had a really good team on the boys' side and girls' side. So it was a very competitive race, and the boys really pushed themselves to get themselves up there.
And that has to be big, because that's the only time I think you're going to see Hoisington regionals, and they've got a pretty good team. I know it's like a weekly trip you see Holcomb, but that's just the way it is, and regional, and I guess coaches think alike where they need to put their teams early in the year and so forth.
Yeah, I really enjoy the Holcomb coach, I told the boys, like, they're going to be wanting to come get you next week. You took them off their pedestal. They were feeling really well about themselves, and now you took them off, so you got to be ready to go again.
Yeah, that's right. But that's that good competition for sure there. But I know the girls, kind of a tough one again, just kind of dealing with some injuries again.
Yeah, we haven't had a full team run since our first meet of the year. So it's been a lot of injuries this year, a lot of sickness, some other things going on with the girls' side. Hopefully in the next few weeks by regionals, we're all fully healthy and ready to go on the girls' side.
All right. Well, it is Saturday morning. It's going to be probably one of your cooler days of the year to run at Lakin, and I know that's always a good meet there. See some teams in 3A that you'll see at regionals coming up here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited about Lakin. It's supposed to be 40s to 50s when we start, and that's perfect. That's perfect running weather for us. We've ran in the 90s, 100s all year. This year we're windy. It's supposed to be perfect running conditions, so I'm excited to see it on both sides, to see how much time we can drop on our times, that we actually have a perfect day for it and not too bad of a course. So.
All right. Should be fun there for you, Coach. And once again, Coach Joey Marr joining us here. Yeah, and Lakin, I mentioned Lakin, Holcomb, going to be quite a few good teams there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually a stacked one. They bring Guyman that usually wins it every year. Yeah. Guyman has some crazy runners. Our JV runners run like in the 17, so it's like, hey, they're pretty fast there in Oklahoma.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, Coach, here for the time, and good luck to you guys coming up here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, Coach Joey Marr joining us here, and we'll talk with a couple of newcomers to the show, and we'll start off here with freshman Spencer Kramer here. And how you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks again for joining me here. And last Thursday, get a part of a meet title there and running a pretty good race. That was pretty exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, and you've made the adjustment here from the 2 mile from middle school to the 3.1 or 5K in high school. What was that like at first when you were running that, maybe compared to now?
I like the 3 mile better, for sure, the longer distance.
Yeah, and you able to kind of keep a steadier pace in that 5K?
Yeah.
All right, what's been your best race so far?
Hugoton was my fastest time.
Okay, and so... what's been maybe one of your favorite courses to run this year?
Hugoton, for sure.
All right. Just because it was your fastest, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense, Sarah. But what are some things you've been doing to kind of prepare here for this portion of the season with the league coming up and also regionals on the horizon?
Just been pushing it real hard in practice, trying to get better for those meets.
And I guess the nice thing, after Lake in here, I don't think you've ever run on that course before, but or I don't know if you did in middle school or not.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Well, it'll be a little different in high school, but what are you maybe expecting at Lake in there on Saturday course-wise?
Hopefully run a PR for sure. Yeah.
All right. What's the goal you have for time?
1830, 1845, somewhere.
All right.
In there.
Now, how close have you been?
I ran 1857 in Hugoton.
Okay. And you'll be running there at Hugoton next week, I believe, for league. And,
yeah.
I mean, your next three, if things work out after Lakin, be running on familiar courses. So that's got to be an advantage.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
How fun have you had with cross country this year?
It's been quite a bit of fun.
All right. And hopefully things continue to work out for you here. And Spencer, congratulations on a good start to the season. Good luck to you coming up here Saturday.
Yep. Thanks, Adam.
All right. And Spencer Kramer joining us here and from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we got another newcomer to the show here. And it's Jaden O'Brien, right? Did I see your name right?
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Well, welcome to radio. you've made the transition to high school cross country, and you did middle school cross country, right?
Yes.
All right. And how was that change for you from running the 2 mile to the 3.1?
It was hard at first.
All right. What are some things that you did mentally to kind of adapt to running the bigger course?
Just finding a good pace.
All right. And you've seen a lot of improvement this year. Has it maybe surprised yourself a little bit this year?
Yeah.
All right. What's been your do you have to kind of change your goals now every week?
Sometimes, yeah.
What's really helped you really cut down the time?
Just trying to stay with teammates and just focusing on breathing.
Now, how tough is it when you have, like, somebody that just comes out of nowhere and just comes by and passes you? How tough is it maybe in the middle of a race where you're like, you know, I need to keep my pace and not try to go catch her? How tough is it to try to stay with your race?
It's kind of hard sometimes.
All right. What's been your favorite course to run?
Probably Hugoton.
Okay. Yeah, and you get to go there next week, so yeah. But what do you have for Saturday in mind what you'd like to see from yourself?
Try to get like a 24:30.
All right. And you've been pretty close to that, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right. And last Thursday, did you feel like you ran pretty well?
Yeah.
Was it a little easier because it was a little flatter?
Yeah. And it wasn't as hot.
All right. How are those hills running at practice?
No.
No?
I don't like them.
Don't like them? But it makes you better, doesn't it?
I guess.
You guess?
Yeah.
You're supposed to say yes. You're in front of coach. No, you're doing a good job there, Jaden. And thanks again for joining me here this evening. And good luck to you coming up here throughout the rest of this year.
Thank you.